Environmental groups have long demanded Duke remove the ash. It's the toxic byproduct from burning coal, stored next to the coal plants in ponds where it seeps into nearby waterways. Duke has been under renewed pressure to stop the seeps since at least 30,000 tons of the waste spilled into the Dan River last month. On Wednesday, in a letter to state regulators, Duke CEO Lynn Good announced the company would remove the ash from a few sites, including the River Bend Steam Station, which sits on Mountain Island Lake.
It definitely feels like we're moving in the right direction.
Catawba Riverkeeper Foundation's Rick Gaskins expressed a muted sense of victory, although he says Duke should also clean the Catawba River after removing the ash. As for how it would get rid of the ash, Duke offered the city of Charlotte an unexpected proposal for the airport to use the stuff as fill for land. Millions of tons of coal ash are recycled every year, mostly as concrete and cement, but also as roadbed and landfill. City officials quickly announced, but were careful not to dismiss or endorse the idea.
I think it's an opportunity.
Charlotte Energy and Sustainability Manager Rob Focus.
The community is facing a public safety and environmental issue. And what happened in Dan River, not that Riverbend has the same layout, you know, shows one of the things that could happen. So we're committed to investigating this and finding a good solution for the community.
There are also a lot of possibilities. The airport has a slew of possible projects it's considering, including eventually an extra runway. Airport officials say dirt for the last runway, 9 million cubic yards of it, cost $70 million. For the past 7 years, Duke has been providing coal ash for landfill to the Asheville Regional Airport for no cost. A similar deal in Charlotte would be right up the alley of an airport that prides itself on the lowest cost of its size in the nation. That is, Focus says, if it's safe.
But we still need to take a look at, even if we're fully encapsulating this, what are the risks to the residents, to the water quality around there, too. So that's something we really need to take a look at.
Duke has proposed using the same contractor, Shara, to do the work. The company encapsulates the coal ash with plastic, which it says prevents the ash from leaching into the ground or water. The Charlotte City Council has invited Duke and Rick Gaskins to give their thoughts on the proposal at its meeting on March 24th. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.